Hi and welcome to GamerCast, episode 162.
The 28th of June, 2009.
We're not going to be here next week.
Adam is skiving, trying to provoke a war with Turkey.
Yep, I'm going to be slapping a turkey. No, I'm off on holiday for a week in Cyprus.
And he'll be there, trying to get the Turks to invade.
I'm going to be spending the whole time in the pool. With no internet. Well, I might be able to go on the internet, but...
No internet?
Well...
That's what you call a holiday. That's what I call hell.
But Bob's got a...
Who the hell's computer. Bob?
He's the guy we're staying with. So he's got a computer on the internet, so he should be able to still surf and stuff.
He's got a computer, eh? Wow. They're advanced over there, aren't they?
But I'm not taking my MacBook with me because I haven't got the insurance for it.
Nah, so. You don't want to take that over there. You don't want to get all the dirt and dust and water and sun on it.
Yeah, exactly. So, and we won't be back the week after because you'll be packing because you're moving.
Yeah, so this is actually going to be a last episode where we're going to be here.
Yeah.
In the studio.
Yeah, so no more of this. Well, there will be this, but it'll be... Paul will be here. Well, not in here, but he'll be in his room.
I'll be in my studio.
In your studio, and I will be in my drawing office back at my place.
So. Hang on a minute, dude. Did you say that you are back...
On the 6th.
On the 6th, so we'll still have the 12th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
Okay, forget everything we just said.
Yeah, we will have an episode on the 12th, but I don't know. I was considering we need to have one. That I think that was the episode we were on about that we were going to
whatever.
Do.
Whatever.
We were going to do the episode, but.
That means I have to install Skype. I don't think I've got it on here, have I?
I don't have Skype on mine either.
No, I don't.
So I've got to install Skype. So
we've got a Skype call recorder on here then.
We've got to do it at some point.
Yeah, we'll do that. Well, the internet should be set up in the flat straight away because I've ordered it now and it should be done within like a week or two.
Yeah.
So it will have internet when I move in. Oh, well, but yeah, we'll consider it. Depends how fucking hot it is. If it's too hot, I'll just give up.
Yeah.
Like now. It's like, oh.
We're in an oven.
Heat wave this week. Get up to 27 degrees down here.
I shall miss all of that. I'll be somewhere even hotter.
What? You're going to miss all that? When are you going? The 30th?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll catch a bit of it.
Yeah.
What airport are you going from?
Gatwick.
Gatwick, good. It'll be nice and hot up there.
Yeah. Ready for air-conditioned airport.
Oh, bastards. Nose. Bottle up some of that cool air and ship it to me.
You need some aircon.
Yeah, but I don't imagine Cyprus is as like humid as it gets over here.
No, and we're up in the mountains, so it's a bit cooler. And
oh, mountains. I could do a big mountain right now.
And
a big mountain made of ice.
A chilled swimming pool. So that would be nice. I'm just going
to
spend
I've got a paddling pool. I'll put some ice cubes in it to chill it. Right, let's actually get on with it, shall we?
Yeah.
So there's a Marvel vs. Capcom game coming to Xbox 360 Live Marketplace Arcade, whatever it's called.
It's a rehash out of Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Now, previous episodes we did talk about the fact that this was being released out, and also that it was a demo on PlayStation 3.
Oh my god, dude, Baxter's gone offline. That means nobody is watching live, because it's too hot to watch live.
Yeah, it's too hot to be
It's
here.
So hot, I haven't even set up the other camera, because it's not working.
But yeah, it's looks like it's actually going to have a release date of July out onto Xbox Live. Now,
July,
PlayStation 3 users were allowed to get a play of it in advance because they actually have demos where, unfortunately, nothing, as far as I'm aware, has ever been demoed on Xbox Live. It always comes out as trial and the full game at the same time. You never get the trial and the full game comes later.
No, because a full game has the demo mode and you just unlock the demo exactly. To make the full version.
So, obviously, there ain't going to be the demo available until the game is actually out on release. So, PlayStation users got to have a first try and then Xbox users get a try on the demo when the game is actually released in July. I've had a look at some of the videos of a review online of some of the combat between Ryu and Wolverine. And it is classic.
Oh man, you know, this is one of your goofy comic book games, isn't it?
It's the beat 'em up stuff. Yeah.
Oh dear.
So yeah, that it does look incredibly good. It has not had the same sort of rehash as Street Fighter HD.
Oh, you're kidding! They haven't even done like an HD on it.
It's been it's out on HD, but the difference with Street Fighter HD was actually they redrew all of the graphics for the HD release. So
they haven't done anything like that.
No. But it is in a higher quality, so it does look a lot better than originally.
Talk about lazy.
Yeah, it was a bit of a disappointment, but it is a larger game in comparison to having Street Fighter just redone. So, slight disappointment, but there, the gameplay is still playable, and it has online features compared to what it didn't have before. So they've taken some of the features from Street Fighter HD and put them into this. So it's a definite. This is what I'm saving my Microsoft points for, to actually get hold of this game, because
I've stocked up on Microsoft points. Not there's anything I want.
Yeah.
No, in case they ever release a Zune here, and I want to buy a song.
Buy one song.
A song.
Just the song. So yeah, that's coming out in July. I must admit, I'm still getting my list ready of what I want. Batman is still on the list of things that I want to get my.
Arkham Asylum.
Yeah,
I want to get Fight Night, but I ain't going to pay for it myself. I want to get it some other way.
Get your dad to buy it.
That's the plan. There's no point in me buying it, because I won't play it. Because it's not like I play it single player.
Yeah, true.
I don't know if Tim or like that lot are into boxing or not.
Right, what else was on the show notes?
We were going to talk about how ZeniMax have acquired id Software.
Yep.
Id Software is the developer for the Quake and Doom series of games. ZeniMax is the also owns Bethesda Softworks.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to take a pretty laid-back approach to... they just let the game developers get on with doing whatever they're doing, so...
I was talking to someone about this morning, and I say...
Obviously, it's a massive cultural shock for id, who have always been a tiny company owned by the people there.
I think the advantages to it is you have these people who are working in your set box of reality of like id with the engines that they've been using and the things that they've brought to the forefront of first-person shooting, and it's... People like that, you take them out of that environment, you split the team up, and you get these developers, programmers, graphic artists, animators, all going off, and the people who design all of this stuff, and the idea is going into the ether. The creation's no longer there. These people go work for other companies that are still in existence, where the thing I'm liking about... Well, I'm not liking that some of these industries are... these companies are going under in the industry.
Well, they're not going under.
Its
business model obviously was at risk.
Yeah,
they've not themselves released a game since Doom 3, and unless you're counting like a rehash of Doom on the iPhone or something.
Yeah.
But
the risk is
the engine wasn't going particularly well, but because there's only 20 employees. They don't have large costs involved.
But that's what I'm liking is the fact that there are bigger companies, and we've seen it happen a few times. They're merging or buying out so that it can still continue. The industry themselves is making sure that it survives. It's not saying, haha, there goes our competition, even though it's not a competition. But, you know, with the other examples, they're not exactly going, oh, just let them go to the ether and let them destroy. It's like, no, let's keep them going.
Doom and Quake are valuable titles, and obviously...
Yeah, and it's worth something to get hold of them while it's...
And their new stuff, like the Rage Engine, which, you know, hopefully they'll do quite well. Baxter says, say McPee. Can you say McPee?
McPee.
Yeah, he's obviously doing something gay and trying to, like, mix our voice to do something. That's what I reckon's going on. It's lame, Falclaw. Nobody cares. Say it again. No, we've said it once. If you want to get it again, just wait for the podcast to download and cut it out of that.
Yeah.
And then we'll see you if you are a copyright theft. Right. Yeah, so... id Software, man.
Yeah.
Owned by ZeniMax. It's like crazy.
Yeah, it is a bit crazy.
John Carmack, your lead skills are not going to dig you out of this hole.
But, no, it is nice to know that the industry is keeping itself up and running, which is good. Speaking of Bethesda... You also have the fourth expansion pack.
Wow, you're really changing the order of my show notes today, aren't you?
I know. but it linked together.
You're gonna be in trouble.
The fourth expansion pack of Fallout 3. This one is set in a marsh swampland area, which is outside of the original capital zone that the game is originally based in.
Swampland, cool.
So, I must admit, from the looks of it, it's a very different environment because there's a lot of small parts of urban towns which have not been destroyed as much. There isn't as much desolation from the war and from the nuclear fallout, yet it's because of the swamp there's a lot more vegetation instead of before where you had all the rocks and the odd sprout of tree or something.
Dead
like
tree.
Yeah, this there's a lot of living organic forestry, which the cover
good.
changes. There's it, water
it'll,
everywhere.
I mean, yeah, it'll really, you know, give... I mean, Fallout, I mean... It's not Oblivion, you know? You're not walking around, wow!
Yeah.
It's, oh, God, what a crap hole.
So this one, it's got kind of a swamp feel. There's a lot of water. From the looks of the way that the water is being interacted with, it is no longer this element that you have to dodge. Like in the In the original game, water was always something that you had to try and get past because it was always radioactive.
Well, it is.
Now, in this one, it didn't
but
seem...
But that's all right. Being radioactive is cool, man.
Yeah, grow my arm back.
Yeah.
But, it looked like there wasn't too much of the radioactive thing going off when he was going
unleashed.
In. There were a few Michael Jackson and Elise people on this. There's some mutant locals who have got, like, mutated arms, and they're kind of like...
That's something to do with Michael Jackson, isn't it?
I don't know. There's also a little bit of like Swamp Thing mutants.
Swamp Thing? Oh,
yeah,
that's the last thing we need.
So there's like a weird mutant swampy type creatures moving about.
He's a zombie.
He is a zombie. Michael Jackson is a zombie. That's a freaky picture.
I know, I had to post it on my blog because it's just it's like the Jade Goody thing I posted. You just have to do it, don't you?
Yeah, you have to do it.
He's a zombie living in Argentina, escaping his deaths.
What was I going to say? Yeah, mission-wise...
Mission-wise, you have missions to achieve certain goals, and these goals can allow you to achieve things.
Yeah. It
it's missions, mate. We know what missions are.
Yeah. They're not far and few between all of the missions, but I think it's more in the sense of it's a new environment to exist in and explore.
Yeah, I'd rather live out there than in that crappy Washington, D.C.
The good thing about it is that they're really trying to mix it up a lot more, so it's not like there's something new and existing in that world and you've got to survive in it, because if you look previously at their other work, like with the expansions with Oblivion and in Morrowind.
Morrowind, we are not worthy.
The expansions were always far and few between of how they were going to go about it. Like the middle Morrowind one was
Blood Moon.
Well, that was the third one, but
the
one before,
best expansion ever made.
The first one was kind of, you know, you went to a new place like this one is, and you're not interacting with
the
same place. I can never remember.
Where's
something armor. I can't see it on the shelf. You've lost Morrowind. Houston, we have an issue.
Well, you went to Mournhold, but it wasn't called Mournhold, was it? It was called something else.
And then in the third one, you had that place where they created that new island, so it was more to
Solstheim.
Go to.
Solstheim. Last boat to Solstheim. Until the next one.
Although, like with Oblivion, there wasn't anything that added extra content, was there? It was just
where the frack is my Oblivion?
It was extra content actually in the game. And the ones they've been doing with Fallout have really had a massive change. That's it, Tribunal. They've had a massive change of content, areas to go to, completely separate game where you were playing in a different time period. And this one follows on after the Pit. And it's very similar where it is just another place in the US that's still being affected. From the looks of it, you have to go there pretty well armed because it is it's another level up step, and if you're not fully with it to kick some ass, you're not going to survive the area.
Now we'll see about that. But Din can take on this new brand easy.
Myself, I'm really happy with this because the game in itself, if you just play Fallout, it is
epic.
Yeah, and even if you complete all the missions, there is so much there to not find. Gameplay time for this new expansion is round about, they say, to like 8 to 10 hours. And that's once you complete all the missions, you most likely won't have seen half of the expansion. So again, it, like the other one, you can go through, play these missions one after the other, yet there is lots of other stuff that you will not be forced to actually witness and experience, which allows you to go wandering around and find whatever you want to find. So there's some real good gems of stuff, you wouldn't say what, that's out there for you to go and explore, which I like. It doesn't make you feel like you're doing this mission. The only reason they're showing you this mission is to make you walk from A to B, so you see everything in between. Where
I've had enough of that in World of Warcraft lately. Yeah,
where
that flipping Midsummer Festival's doing my nutting.
Yeah, where Fallout was not all about that. It, you know, you may happen to walk here, but there's like this really cool area over here. But because they've never written a mission that made you walk anywhere near it, or you just happen to not decide to go that direction, you don't get to see it. And they don't care, because they created the world so when you're bored you could just go wandering around aimlessly. And I like the fact that each one of these expansion packs are keeping that element in. I must admit, there's probably less of it in that one where you're going back in time and you're playing the original war, but with the previous ones with like the pits and this one within the swamp, it's, I'm quite impressed on how much effort has been put into the expansions of Fallout, and the fact that they've announced that they're going to be doing another Fallout.
Hang on, guys. Get Elder Scrolls 5 out, please.
Yeah. I'm hoping that they're dual teaming up like some other companies have. And
Bethesda are a fairly big
company. Yeah, so I'm hoping the whole entire time, as we're coming round to, okay, we're finished with Fallout 3, no more expansion packs, Game of the Year box edition with them all walloped in, and then all of a sudden they turn around and go, yep, we've got a team working on Fallout 4 at the moment. By the way, next year we've got the new Elder Scrolls game coming out, because I hope they don't just put that to one side, because
that's their best stuff.
It is the same as Fallout. It's they're using the great recipe, but it's from a different aspect. When you're playing Fallout, because of the weaponry in it and the type of gameplay you're playing, you're in this smash to hell world where you can be radioactive and you have all of these elements from the Fallout series, and it is a first person shooter stroke to third person with the whole ability to pause the game and choose where you want to shoot on the body parts, which obviously has never been done before, and it's taking elements from the previous game and retwisting them into this first person genre. Where if you take Oblivion and Morrowind for all the Elder Scrolls, you had this third person, first person, but you, unless you were using magic or you were using a bow, you pretty much was get up face to face and whack the crap out of someone with a sword, use your shield for defense. So the gameplay was always different on the elements of the distance between you and the enemy. And also the fact that when you were playing Morrowind and even Oblivion, you were in these lush environments.
Morrowind was half crap.
Yeah, I would love...
Half of it was volcanic wasteland.
Yeah, I would like to have seen what Morrowind would look like if they'd created it with, like, the Fallout and or Oblivion engine, and just see how the artists could have got around that. But even...
Well, it would have been nice to see all of Morrowind, not just Vardenfell.
Yeah. But even then, when you look at Oblivion, you got to see some really volcanic, destructive areas when you went through those gates into the Oblivion realm thing, and you were fighting in those small pocket instances where you would do that and then come back out again. And then you come back to this lush environment with the trees and the water and stuff like that. To see them do that sort of thing again, or even like we both said, we wanted it all up in the northern area with... What's that race from the north?
The Nords.
Yeah, that's it, the Nords. We talked about this when Oblivion first came out, that we were hoping that they would go and do one for the Nords. And it was something else as well. It was Nords, and you wanted something else as well as the Nords, I'm sure it was. I can't remember. But yeah, to see them do that sort of thing with the things that they picked up on.
I don't know,
on,
I mean, you know, you could set it in Hammerfall or somewhere like that, but the Red Guard don't really do a lot for me. I'd rather have a game set back in Morrowind. I really like the setting.
But have a bigger, you know, maybe able to go back to the island that you had in Morrowind, but have more...
Oh, what you're probably referring to is Akavir.
Yeah.
Which is the, like, Humongo continent, which is, like, practically undiscovered, because they've only ever sent, like, one expeditionary force there,
yeah,
and it was wiped out.
It would be nice
to... Apart from when, of course, Akavir invaded Tamriel.
I must admit, with the types of things they've been doing with the expansions for Fallout, it kind of gets you kind of interested of what they could do with Elder Scrolls now, of creating that footnote of a game with the expansions coming around it, because now that they're not having to actually release these expansions out as physical discs, they do release them, but it's more of a element to get people to buy them on download from PC, Xbox 360, and also
yeah. I mean, there's one thing I've noticed over the last few months is that Xbox Live points outsell any game.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. You can bring out a massive pile and they're gone by the end of the day. So obviously people are buying a lot of stuff online.
Yeah, and it's a great way to get that content for that video game out there. It's not like you've got to get another disc and put it in, install it onto a hard drive or anything. It is literally content there and then off the net, straight onto your Xbox or PC or PlayStation 3 if you're playing it on that. And away you go. Now, I know that this latest expansion pack is out on Xbox and PC and later to be released on PlayStation 3. So from the looks of things, with Bethesda, if you've got a PlayStation 3, you will be at the lack of the line and having to receive everything after everyone else has got it. So I'm glad I've got mine on Xbox. But I'm quite impressed with this.
This is getting moldy.
Yeah, your CD Matt thing is getting a bit moldy. So I must admit, yeah, I'm hoping that they go back and actually do something for Elder Scrolls, because I think with the engine and the things that they've been adding into Fallout is going to be really good. But with what they do with Fallout 4, when they come around to that, I can't imagine the sort of things they'd be pushing forward.
A nice new shiny one.
What disc is that?
PC Gamer.
Good old PC Gamer.
I suppose I could use my Zoo Tycoon Beta 2 disc as well.
Classic. As well as expansions, we've also had scary news, the new Spore Galactic Adventures expansion pack.
Oh, more expansions. Don't we have any new games like StarCraft 2, Supreme Commander 2, or Tremors 2, or Jaws 2, or Predator 2, or whatever? A Tremors game. Oh, that'd be well epic.
I must admit, actually, that would be really cool. Some sort of an adventure game.
It would be really lame.
If you've got a really good engine and an AI for those creatures so that they were really hunting you, and you know it was a serious amount of third-person problem-solving with character interaction in this whole entire desert environment, and you had to, like, you're going around finding stuff and you go into a store where someone's been killed and stuff, and you're like, oh my god, mod-controlled cars. So now you've found this mod-controlled car and you're using it to try and lure them out and picking up items as you're going from town to town to town, trying to survive.
You know what? I forget I brought it up.
That would be great. I'd love that game.
It would suck.
I remember watching that film as a kid, and I spent the entire time, me and my cousin, we both had our feet off the ground, because we were just kind of like watching it in the dark by ourselves, and we were just getting a bit, yeah. It's a good film. I need to own that on DVD. The others were lazy.
Terminator 2 was... Tremors 2 was over the top, and Tremors 3, whatever it was called.
And there is a Tremors 4, I found out.
Is there?
Yeah, and it you know, those ones.
That was it. There's one where it's back in the West. There's one where it's a flying one. Yeah, that's it. Tremors 2 is the one where they turn into the little
walking things, and they're deaf, but they can see heat.
Yeah, and then Tremors 3 or 4 is they can fly. And the fourth one would be the one where it's back in the like Wild West, and they get this Gert, a Gert cannon to blow one up.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a bit silly.
The first one was good, though. I think the first one's a classic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic goofy horror film, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, not horror, goofy film. Goof.
Yeah.
Action. Horror, adventure.
Speaking of things that are goofy, sci-fi,
lame, crappy, £20,000 budget film. Yeah,
which was done incredibly well. I must admit, I'd love to have seen how they did all the effects for the underground stuff.
Oh, it's easy.
Stuff
you
being pulled
along.
You just
dig it out, and you get a little monster in there, and the monster moves forward, and it pushes the pole backwards.
Yeah.
Just use a real monster. It's cheaper than getting like fancy string or people underground to do it.
Yeah, just mutated insects and shove them in the ground and feed them pigs.
That's going to go on the show notes. A Tremors game. Oh my god, run away. A Tremors game.
We wish.
Time to run away is...
I think that needs to be the name of the episode.
Yeah, that's it. Episode 162, Tremors Game News. No, I'll put on it. It'll be Old Nose Tremors. Old Nose Tremors.
But yeah, it's new Spore expansion.
Or an alternate title could be Michael Jackson Lives.
So yeah, there's a new Spore expansion. Yay.
It's called Galactic Adventures.
The review, we watched a video review of it, and to be honest, the guy who was doing it, it looked like even he was having a hard time trying to say good things about it. He kept, you know, saying, well, it is Spore, so it's not going to have any of this, so it's more based on this. And you just like, it's just more of the same stuff. The great thing about it is that they are actually expanding the game and trying to fix some of the elements of it, but not in the way that me and Paul
want. Oh my god, that's Freelancer, isn't it?
Yeah, that is, actually.
Wow, this must be like the Freelancer demo on here.
They're not fixing anything before you actually go into outer space.
Nope. As the name suggests, it only applies in the space age.
But now once you've got that ship and you're going around from planet to planet to planet, now
you can do more missions and adventures.
Missions.
And
so you can actually beam down onto the planet.
And goof about.
Yeah. But the problem is, there's not as much goofing about. I actually want them to fix it so that it was like the demo, and you can just go around and you're just in the ship and you're creating your own little worlds and, you know, you're evolving and spreading as a society where, you know, it's just more of the same thing. So I must admit,
the trouble is, it's more of the bits of Spore we didn't like.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's because at the end of the day, it is taking you
back
to that.
I wanted my sandbox, and I wanted all my little tools I can just goof about with.
I
don't want to be hanging out. I don't want to be talking to some alien civilization. They can frack off. I just want to terraform their planet and put funny plants on it.
But look at The Sims. Sims had those missions that you could do, and they were in the pre-designed side games, where it was the Sims, which was about this set family, and you could follow this family. You couldn't create your own family. You were just playing with this family, and you had these set missions.
Yeah, I mean, those weren't even proper Sims games in my
opinion. They were a standalone side thing, where the proper Sims is a sandbox environment for you to do what you want to do. And this was promised in Spore, but it was never delivered. You always had this element of, once you finally went through this weird...
Exactly, I rushed through the whole game.
You get to the
because,
end.
Because, I mean, let's face it, the first four stages were crap. Not enough
content. You didn't feel like...
It was like, meh, okay, get through this, get to the space stage, and then I start goofing about, and then I had to, like, talk and do missions and shit like that. It's like, whatever. If I want to do missions and stuff, I'll play a game with a storyline.
To be honest, it felt like they were trying to shove more in the ass end of the game. Myself, I would prefer it if they'd left the ass end of the game open. You basically had this paint box of stuff to play with in the ship that you can create whatever you want to be to this ship, and you can go around and start playing with the world. You start playing with the galaxies, the universe. But before you get to that, that's where the content is, that's where the adventure is, that's where you could probably hardcore it for 12 hours and get to the space bit. Or if you want to, the game could last for weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months and months, because you spent ages playing with your little Spore character before you evolve him to having this civilization, and then make it like a civilization game.
That's another point. I mean, the whole evolution thing on it, I mean,
it didn't feel like what it said on the box.
No, I mean, I expected you have a kid, you know, instead of like eating and collecting DNA points, you have a kid, you could change a little bit of it here and there, but no, you got the creature editor, you could redo the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the point?
I was hoping that they had this element of, when you've got this creature, if you really wanted to radically change it, here's your time. Spend more time in this element. And you're kind of like, it's not doing what I want it to do. So it's like evolution. Slowly, as you're doing more stuff, not picking up these DNA points, but getting experience from doing stuff in the environment, allows you to slowly evolve, and each generation evolves a bit more. And you finally might, like they said, you had these brain points where you evolve the brain to a certain point, then you can evolve it. But if you didn't want to, you could just have this massive thing that just goes, run, chomp, 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 and I'm going to eat everybody. And it's thick as two planks stuffed together. And there is no element of intelligence to evolve it anymore. Yet each time you're making it a more deadly killer, and you're kind of like going around being the big badass T-Rex sort of character. And then finally you decide, right, it is just how I want it. It does not need to evolve anymore. And then you start leveling up and evolving its intelligence, and then that becomes your creature, and then you're into the tribal stage, and then that should have been an element of evolving how the AI for that character is going to be different from any other character because of the way that you make it interact with
other tribes.
Yeah, with the tribe itself, and then you move to the other tribe, and then the civilization should have been the way that the civilization itself interacts with the other species that people create. So they should have had it of a sandbox of being able to create. It just feels like every single AI is identical, and there
and
is
it feels
nothing
like every single character you make is identical. You know, you do all these fancy weird things with it, and they just behave the same.
Yeah, where they go about this big issue with Sims, where they spent a lot of time creating the Sims engine, so that they're now in Sims 3, where you've got so much individual change to make these characters so unique. And that's what's annoying, is the fact that they've proven time and time again that they can do this, but they're just not delivering in the actual game.
In Spore, you essentially have two sets of behaviour. You're either a carnivore or you're a Vegisaurus.
Yeah. But
and that dictated how the game played. You know, you could have eight legs, but you couldn't run faster than someone with two legs.
Yeah, they needed to change this element of different types of evolution made you better or worse, but you couldn't just lop it all on straight away. If you had a mindset of how your character wanted to go, then you would play it in that sort of direction, but you still didn't know what that would create. And at the end of the day, the whole entire game was about one thing, evolution. Yet it was more of a slappy sticker of evolution, and it never
just look at the rehashed documentary they put in the collector's edition, which I haven't watched. A lot of the scientists in that have said they were interviewed not realising it was for a cheesy game, and if they knew it was for a cheesy game, they wouldn't have been a part of it.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, if Spore needs one thing, Tremors.
Yeah.
If you could have underground fucking monsters in Spore, maybe it would be a slightly better.
The game needed to be big, and I'll say it again, and I'll repeat myself here. The ass end of the game needed to be
epic.
It needed to be
and
a
it was
kid's
name.
It needs to be a kid's A2 sheet of paper with paint, finger painting sort of thing. You know, you can do whatever you want. It is no missions. It's none of this. It is literally there, and you just go nuts. The first part of the game is the game. That is where you slowly end up with this civilization, and then it is like a kid with an ant farm. That was the whole thought process they tried to sell you, was the fact it is having your own ant farm. You have now got this ship, and now all of these other things that are slowly evolving, like you made them evolve. You can start grabbing species and moving them to different islands, to different planets, seeing how they're starting to change and starting interact with other species and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But now you had all these missions, and you must straight away. I
and
got
you must
off the planet.
Improve your diplomatic relations with some bozo species over there. Frack off.
That should not even be in the game if they cannot get it right in the earlier elements of the game. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, even if they turn around and said, right, we're building this part of the game, we're building this part of the game, we've got the engine, how about we start getting someone like the guys who did Sid Meier's and saying, right, can you make us a small game on these elements? It's got to look like this. Create us the content to put in here. You know, they should have. They're always making it seem like it was going to be bigger, but straight away, as soon as you saw it, you realised that these elements that you went through the game to the space age were made purposely small because they just haven't got the time to make that game because it was a different game engine. Every single time, it's like all these games stripped together. But each one of them, each element of the game apart from the last bit, seemed like something you should be playing on the bloody iPhone, not something that you should have on the PC. And yet,
it was something you just play for 10-15 minutes just to goof around with. It wasn't anything serious you should really, you know, pay attention to.
Now, fair enough, I would not have this whinge. And the only reason we are whinging about this game is because they showed us what was capable in the previous demos. And they went away from that era. And that looked amazing. And again, with the last two Sims, they've shown what is possible with them creating video games. Yet, didn't happen with this one. The content, the polish, the... It just didn't not seem the same. To be honest, if someone said, yep, you can have a game for free from this company, I would pick Sims 3 over another expansion to play with Spore. I finally uninstalled it off my Mac, and I knew as soon as I did it, I was like, yeah, I'm not going... Now my game saves are gone, and I have to start from the beginning again. I ain't going to bother with that again. But there we go. Yeah, it's a disappointing expansion for the fact that... in a review we watched, it showed that there is no content whatsoever to the previous part of the game. It is only extra content for the game at the end.
For the space stage.
But even then, with it being for the space stage, it only adds an element to the fact that you can get off the ship and actually go onto the planet that you're going to. So,
and do adventures.
Yes, adventures, and creating your
crack off,
own
wipe
story.
Wipe out all flipping life on this stupid planet. Who dare try and be my mates, and I'll just set up my own little plant farm here.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a giant paint box, and it ended up being some sort of weird mission thing, and it's disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me like they got halfway through them and realised they couldn't pull it off.
Yeah.
And then they put together what it is now, and it's like, meh.
It did take a long time for them to even get to this element. I must admit, how long were we talking about this game?
Quite a while.
Couple of years we've been going on about this game on Gamercast, so yeah. I mean,
you should probably go back and listen to the first episode of Gamercast where we talked about Spore,
yeah,
and see how fracking hyped up we were about it.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Yeah,
Blizzard, if you fuck up StarCraft 2, you're in big trouble.
But the other good thing is, next month we'll have BlizzCon. So we'll be finding out more about...
Maybe they've released the StarCraft 2 beta and I'll have something to play.
Yep, so we'll find out
more
about...
Come on, monkeys, just give me... I don't care if it works or not, just fracking release it.
So we'll get to find out some more about StarCraft 2 and Diablo 3, which I'm looking forward to.
And World of Warcraft.
And hopefully, maybe something for World of Warcraft. I must admit that everybody is hoping that the new expansion will be mentioned, even if it is just a name... and what it's about, and probably a bit of concept artwork. They normally, when they release it, they always show like a little bit of something. So yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what is going to be happening at BlizzCon this year.
Haven't you heard what the expansion is?
They've not released anything.
Yeah, they have. They're basically, what the storyline behind it is, they found an underground secret cave in Booty Bay, and they find like the Goonies in there, and they have.
Still surprised that they have not added something in there with this special door that opens and a whole Goonies quest going through Booty Bay. Because they do loads of references to video games and not video games, movies in the game.
Well, loads of references, anything. You know, if in Shatter City there's a dude called Harris Pilton, you know. There's everything in that
there's
game.
There's a reference to He-Man in there as well.
Yeah, they've got the Raffi Basin Battlemaster, looks like He-Man, and he's got a battle cap.
Yeah, and Oreo with him, and Orioko and stuff. Just thought it was quite cool.
What was his name? Well, his name is like Adam something or other, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's He-Man's name?
He-Man is actually known as Prince Adam.
Prince Adam, yeah. He's called Adam something or other.
Yeah.
The Battlemaster dude.
Which is quite cool. So yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Oh,
nice.
And then the Dalaran sewers. You've got a rat with four turtles. Not turtles. Yeah, turtles.
Yeah.
And I wonder what that's a reference to.
They always do some nice little gems in there.
Because you can attack all the other rats apart from that fucking rat.
Yeah. But it'd be nice. It'd be really nice if they can actually give a rough release date for StarCraft 2. Just to find out when.
Come on, get it out this year. You know, just release it. I don't care if it works or not. Just fucking release it.
Yeah, that's gonna be
awesome. Patch it later. I don't care. Just release it. I want it this year.
Unless if it's out by the end of this year, it's gonna be a good game out. For
I mean,
Christmas.
they're only having to do the Terran campaign. The multiplayer beta is really for balancing it.
Yeah.
You know, so come on, just release it. I don't care if it works or not.
I'm expecting.
I want my Wings of Liberty.
I'm expecting...
Then I want my Heart of the Swarm.
StarCraft 2 this year, maybe Diablo 3 end of next year.
Diablo would be for a while.
Depends how they're getting through it. I just, they did have a last BlizzCon.
I've never been a fan of Diablo. Anyway, I mean, Diablo 2 was all right, but you know, I was playing Morrowind and shit at the time. So
yeah.
Oh gee, look, 3D RPG. Wow.
So yeah, it's interesting to see what's coming out.
Oh, oops, I'm trying to play back an index text file. I've obviously deleted. I had my StarCraft battle report there for ages, but obviously I must have deleted it.
Oh dear. Right, I'd say that's pretty much it.
Hang on a minute.
Oh no, you got more.
I've got to find a battle report just to put on anyone, even one I've already like seen about 50 times. StarCraft, oh, battle report 2, that will do. Yeah, these videos rock.
Original and new to StarCraft 2
yeah.
on this map. Now, coming down from the Zerg base, there's this...
That's the thing I like about it, is it looks and from this stunning.
It looks like StarCraft, only with more than 256 colors and more than 640x480 resolution.
And the environment of what you can't get to on the map, the bit that's sunken down, looks nice. You're not feeling like you've got these floaty areas. And I must admit, I'm looking forward to it. I myself was never a StarCraft player, but this I will.
The only thing I'm going to find annoying is being used to Supreme Commander for so long.
To go back to something like this.
To go back to something where you can't zoom out is.
Yeah, I must admit, it's like if I ever shove in Command & Conquer 3, or if I ever got Red Alert 3, you know, straight away I'm always hitting this.
Especially Command & Conquer and Red Alert 3, because the camera is so close.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't really too bad, StarCraft.
Because I must admit, I finally got into playing Halo Wars, and that's not too bad, but I'm just still finding it weird to play on an Xbox.
Mm.
I prefer playing my RTSs on a PC. With a mouse sort of thing. Because I do like... I finally had a go at Dawn of War 2. And it's a completely different kettle of fish to this. And I must admit, I haven't got rid of Dawn of War. Because I do miss the whole base building system. And this is something else that will be the classic base building but attacking. I must admit, me being the geek I am...
Well, StarCraft is the game for base building.
Yeah.
Because you're forced to build expansions.
I really do hope that at some point they do turn around and say, right, with everything that is available, it's not that hard for us to turn around and use the new StarCraft 2 engine to go do a Warcraft 4.
I don't think it's going to happen for quite a while, though.
I honestly don't think it's going to happen, and it's a real shame.
I mean, they could quickly chuck something out, but you know what they do? They do what they did like StarCraft. They've got all these ideas, and then they realize, shit, we've got so much stuff here, it's going to take us years to release it all.
Yeah.
And then they break it up into multiple games.
Because obviously they've got the new massive multiplayer on the way, which has been hinted that whatever it is about, it is something that is new to Blizzard, so it's going to be new content there.
Ooh!
World
of StarCraft! I want to be a Hydralisk!
But,
I want to be able to turn into a Mutalisk, and an Ultralisk.
Something Lisk.
Or a Zergling.
I think the problem would be with Warcraft 4 would be, do you go back and just ignore World of Warcraft and actually create Warcraft 4 next on from Warcraft 3? Or the fact that they've ended up writing and creating so much content that has got nothing to do, because they've got so much to do with the books and with the games.
Yeah, I mean, they could do a game set in the World of Warcraft timeframe. I mean, maybe they could sort of do one with Wrath of the Lich King and the Outland stuff, but
there's so much content.
I don't think it would make a very good game.
Yeah, it would blow the seams would split. It's how much do they get to chop and knock back and stuff? And I think they're actually saying to themselves, right,
we can't do this yet, so let's not do it.
With the fact that they've got...
We don't need any more money. Every PC gamer is paying the fucking 10 quid a month subscription to World of Warcraft.
It would be good to see, but I think the reason why they're not doing it is the fact that StarCraft sits in StarCraft 2 now. Diablo series is now with Diablo 3, and Warcraft is now with World of Warcraft. So each one of their contents of characters in the world are sat in one game. And I think because of World of Warcraft, that they're not going to make another Warcraft game, because it's like, well, no, if you want to play Warcraft, you play World of Warcraft, not Warcraft 4. And people, and I think the fact that people are still playing Warcraft 3 shows that there are people who would play it, but those people are quite happy to just play Warcraft 3.
Hey, I played
3.
Tiberian Sun this week.
Just how did that go? Did that...
We had one disconnect. I've forgotten how buggy games used to be. The netcode in this game is terrible. I mean, I spent an hour building the most epic base you've ever seen, and yeah, disconnect. The other game I won, obviously.
Cool.
It's not like I'm going to lose, is it?
Well, it doesn't matter. Soon you'll be able to get Supreme Commander 2.
Yeah, we need to do some multiplayer on that.
Yeah. At some point, I'm trying to rechange all of my contents on my Mac, so I'm going through a lot of stuff that's high content on my hard drive and trying to convert it so it saves onto my portable drive. And when I've done that, I'm going to segregate off another area.
How big's the drive in it?
250.
It's not very big, is it? So, not for like a main computer.
So what I'm doing is I'm going to put on Windows, but then everything I install for Windows is going to be installed on the hard drive.
Oh, that's something we can talk about. Windows 7, their prices have been announced.
Yeah? How much is it going to be released then?
You'll be able to pick up an upgrade pre-order at the moment from like Amazon or Best Buy in the United States, obviously, for $50, home premium upgrade. That will be valid for Windows XP and Windows Vista, although for Windows XP you'll have to do a clean install. Professional will be $100 for the pre-order price, and then when the like pre-order price finishes, it'll go to I think it's $100 for home premium upgrade, and like a $200 for professional. UK prices. I don't think they're going to start this pre-order promotional price for a while, but the general consensus is it'd be £50.
Cool. It's not too bad. So, yeah. I think I'm just going to go back with Vista for the time being, because I just don't have the money.
This is fine. I mean, this is...
Yeah.
The difference between Windows Vista and Windows 7 is Windows 7 has a fucking awful taskbar.
Yeah.
Oh, let's fucking merge all the fracking icons so that if we have 50 Explorer windows open, they're all in a tiny little icon by themselves.
Yeah.
I've got this much space, dude. Use it.
Yeah.
Look at this. Terrible. Ugh. It's all, you know... Oh, wow, look, I can do all this. Yeah, great. But I know exactly where it would be. It would be there, and I would go down there and click on it.
It's going to get to a point where... If you look at the difference between Vista and XP was the start button. Instead of having it going... Your start bar ending up over to the right hand side of the screen with everything expanding out, it all stays in there. But if they're going to go start doing this with these icons, before you know it, you'll be going, "Ooh, I've only got two icons, so I click on this icon, it comes up here, and then I go to that window, and it jumps up here, and then I go to that window." Before you know it, you're at the top bloody right hand corner of the screen again.
No, it won't work quite like that.
I can see him doing it though. Slap Microsoft. Make him put it back to normal.
There you go, it's back to normal. I actually prefer it with chunky icons there.
Yeah.
They should really have this as the default. I don't really like combining this icon bollocks.
They like making those people who won't be asked to go in and change the settings to get used to how way that they think it should be viewed. But there we go. Right. I think that's pretty much it for this week.
Yeah, we'll be back whenever.
12th.
On the 12th with an episode.
So we're either going to be doing a special test episode over Skype to make sure that we've got no issues, or...
Or if I don't feel like it, we just do it the normal way.
Normal way, and we'll do our next episode forced into doing Skype, because you will be...
No, you can come, I don't mind, you can come up and record it if you want.
So where is it you're moving to?
Oh, sure. GU12 4GB.
Where the hell is that? Show me on Google Map. So
no,
I
will not show you on the evil Google Map.
Okay. Maps at bing.com. Bing. Right, so this
right.
I can
see Czech Republic here.
Yeah, see Czech Republic.
Ignore that and go all the way over here
to
Britain.
So I need to go to the Czech Republic and go all the way to the left. So just kind of
next to Guildford, basically.
Okay. So if you zoom out a bit and then put the mouse there so I can see in representation of where you are. And oh, so you're just on the outskirts of London, so going into London won't be too bad. So you pass Winchester.
Not that I'm going into freaking London.
Very often.
Look, see that? Everything in there should be nuked.
Yeah.
That big blue circle, that's the nuke target. That's not a motorway, it's the target.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I'd still rather live all the way up here, where it's nice and cold.
And your computers don't have die from heat.
Good internet speed. Yeah, up on one of these islands should do nicely.
Where there's no internet.
They're going to need broadband, so the closest island with electricity and broadband. I don't need running water, I don't need gas.
Plenty of trees to chop down for fire.
We could go. Frack it. Let's just go to Iceland, shall we? There we go.
Go where they create Eve.
Screw it. Let's go to Greenland.
Where it's colder. Sweet. Right.
Zibby back on the 12th.
Yes.
We'll probably have a bumper show by then, since we're going to be missing like 2 weeks. Or a week, yeah. Whatever it is.
So plenty of stuff to talk about by then.
Unlike this, where we managed to stretch out like 4 items to be the whole show.
But we had some good stuff to talk about. I'm quite happy with Fallout 3. Disappointed with Spore. Wish there was a game for Tremors.
No, we don't.
Can't wait for Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, boring.
And roll on BlizzCon.
Woo.
And we will see you guys next week.
Or the week after.
Yes, the week after.